Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Team 980. The Kevin Sheehan Show coach is, he gets so angry whenever I describe what he's doing, whether it's an international intervention or like he was at Butler Cabin and allegedly or whatever he's doing. I just hope that his short game works for him today. Okay, I'm gonna leave it at that. And we are got an APB out for the coach last night. I mean, there's been so many changes, and I think for the better in the NBA, in game, this play in, you name it. It's not all going to be happy. If you watch Golden State and Sacramento, whenever we've seen excellence, it is. But every dynasty ends. Every MVP ends up losing. It's part of the process. So we welcome to the show again our resident coach. And there's a little chatter. A lot of people want to know what the coach thinks. I did not. Something's been up and down. You know, you're never going to please everyone. But if you didn't like, I mean, what is it about the Heat? When they say Heat culture, I'm thinking if Embiid can go, if his stamina holds up, he gets up and down. I didn't know if this was going to be close. Close? It was razor blade thin. What is it about the Heat?
Well, the Heat is very well coached. Very well coached. And they have a culture. They have a concept. And they play well in the concept. I just don't believe that they have that much talent to go the distance. And that's why it was close. Philadelphia, on the other hand, they've got the talent. And they are learning a culture. So, yeah, I was not surprised that that game was really tight. That game was really tight. Wasn't surprised by that at all, Doc.
Yeah, if you didn't have a horse in the race, that was fun. You almost had a heart attack if you cared and you were pulling for a team. A lot of fun. You just have to. There's something about, how do you describe the Knickerbocker, the fan base? They describe loyalty. There's two fan bases I'm really, I will not say anything bad about. And that is the Knickerbockers and the Cleveland Browns. Loyalty, I don't know if anybody else can match it. Because it doesn't ever matter what place they're in. It never affects their attendance, their swag sales, nothing. Now, if you got a better example and you've got more experience than I do, but what other program can you put in that category that win, lose, or tie, they have a never-say-die support from their fan base, like the Knicks and the Cleveland Browns?
Great, great point. I would say comparable would be the Boston Red Sox fans. I would say comparable would be the St. Louis Cardinals baseball fans.
I'll give you that. Yeah, two birds on the bat. You know, Al Koken will be joining us today, too, and you just made his day. I'm so sorry you said that, because I'll never hear the end of that now. Oh, my God. Did you just
So I see that. Where other
places, two birds on the bat, yeah. That was my first love in baseball. Yeah, it was Bob Gibson, two birds on the bat, yeah.
That's right. Bullet Bob. But
you get my point, though. That has to be carried through generations. Like a lot of our diehard Burgundy and Gold senior citizens, they tried hard. They did a great job.
They tried.
But a lot of their young kids splintered. They tried.
Rightfully so. I mean, rightfully so. Yeah, rightfully so. But they tried, no question about that. No question. But you have other places, especially basketball, where it's more of an event. It's more social. It's the place to be. Or you're going to the downtown arena, for example, but you're rooting for the guys in the different color jerseys.
Well, that was soul. That was marketing.
That was marketing.
And it was brilliant. When that happened.
That's right.
O'Malley, give her flowers, because a lot of people frowned at it. She was way ahead of the game.
She was way ahead of the game. All right, and I don't think that they're promoting it now, but the reality is that's what we're watching as we speak for the home team. I mean, how many people you know are going down there because they have any expectation of the Wizards winning a game? But they're going because I want to see LeBron. I want to see KD. I want to see the Celtics.
Yeah, or, NBA.
Right, or I want a night on the town.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why I think it was important to be centrally located. I think why downtown, you can make it nice anywhere, but I think you lose a little bit. We'll find out what happens as the Clippers now going to Inglewood, and you see what SoFi. There's a lot of different that city thing. You need the square footage to footprint so you can grow it, because the amenities is now about having an event. I see the Garden watching the Billy Joel concert, watching Nick. I mean, it's like, haven't been in there. It's different. Where the surprise fight, I've seen Tyson. I mean, it is special. It's different. That's what I hope that being downtown comes to, that you utilize that central location, that metro, the idea that you can grow it and make it bigger than ever.
I just want them to win, okay? I want them, obviously, to win. But back to your original point, man, that game, I'm not surprised by it because, as I mentioned earlier, you had two teams. I just would like to see Miami upgrade their talent because, I mean, if you look at their roster and you compare their roster to the other playoff teams, Milwaukee, Boston.
They never do.
But they get the most out of what they have. But I don't see their run being too long this year. I don't see it.
Yeah, Kings Zion, he showed us what we all been waiting for. And then once again, his body, which is not built for that amount of stress that he put on it, and he paid a price for lack of discipline.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. Well, he did a good job, but he paid for the negligence. He put himself in the physical position he's in. Ain't nobody do that to him. He did it to himself.
Right. Well, but you know, it can be lack of discipline. But I would always say, before lack of discipline, it's lack of priority. If you prioritize your career, like a LeBron James, and like a, I give you the best example of someone that I know.
Okay.
That, and even as we speak, is AD Adrian Dantley. Always in perfect shape.
Oh, my God, yes.
Always. And and some of the other guys who would try to work out with him lasted maybe a day or so and just couldn't hang.
Yeah.
But the end result of that is a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, but that is a Mamba mindset. That not everybody's gifted, doesn't have that gene pool. I mean, that's just. But if, what about the organization? You knew it when you got him. And what part do we put on the organization? Knowing what you have, you got to build a system around that. If I've got that much money invested in him, then I might put a 24-hour person program with him.
Yeah.
He don't have as much freedom as he wants. I would have tied that into the contract. See, all of his bench points financially would have been tied to his weight.
That's right. Absolutely. That would have been a clause in the contract.
I mean, if I can figure that out, sitting here with a bubble up, how in the world can a professional franchise worth millions be that naive in New Orleans? And all you got to do is get somebody with a clinical background, somebody like Heavy Metal Chris, and assign them to him. He's got to check in. Hey, in pro football, you have weigh-ins. You come in, your pocket gets hit.
That's right.
Your pocket gets hit every day you don't make weight. Man, I'd be weighing this guy, drawing blood. I would have turned him into a guinea pig to prove to him, here's what we can do. If you pay the price, because if he's ready to go, the game is automatic. So is eating after the game, too. It's also automatic.
Well, but the other side of that is, if you're a general manager, do you want to gamble and draft a guy like that? Super talented, no question about it. But as you also stated, lack of discipline, lack of priority in terms of his career first. Do you want that type of player? Okay. Versus a guy who may not be as talented, but you know has that Mamba mentality, and you don't have to put anything in the contract.
Not that many of them, no. I mean, now you got to go back to Duke. He was at USAIR practicing. I was on the floor watching him. If I got a chance at him coming out of Duke, I'm not passing. Now I'm also not going to pay him until he signs a contract that agrees to these stipulations. We're going to have weigh-ins. I'm going to get most of my money back if you keep eating out of control. If you don't make weight, I'm going to get a lot of my stuff back. In other words, we would have had that agreement, or he wouldn't have made the money.
Yeah, that makes great sense from a business perspective.
Yeah, there's just no way. I mean, his people got to know that. I'm not going to do that. Otherwise, I'm failing him. Because in the end, it's like a weak parent with all these Huxtable kids we got coming up now. They put the kid in charge of the family. Just because the kid's about to make some money. How ignorant is that?
Doc, I love it. The Huxtable kids, but see, I always favor the Evans kids. With James Evans, you know, and Florida Evans.
Oh, yeah. I get that. That's a little bit before my time, but I'm with you. My point is that when parents stop parenting and they start kissing the kids behind over money, they lose all the integrity. You've lost everything.
Right. And
not only do you lose,
And the coaches. And the coaches.
Well, we know the coaches.
At the grassroots level. And I've always said, and I adopted this from my mentors, Coach Thompson, Will Jones, Morgan Wooten, you coach the hardest on your best players for several reasons. One, they've got the potential to go a long ways in the game. But also, when the other players see that you're coaching your best player hard, they know that they can't slack off at all. But now it's like, hey, I don't want to offend this kid because he's going to join another AAU team or he may transfer to another school, definitely with this transfer portal. But, you know, we created – you know what? I don't blame the monster. I blame Dr. Frankenstein because he created the monster.
No, we're in adjustment. I love Belichick now on tour. Saban, all these guys now, they ran these empires in a different era. That era is gone. You know, it is gone because when you look at – and I don't blame them. I don't think they're running. I don't think they're running from anything. The reality of it is that the only – well, not only, but one of the things I do not agree with is that you can immediately transfer same year. We might have a disagreement. As a coach, I may have erred. I may have blown my stack. I need some time to recover from that. And you usually would get an apology. Now, I'm in the transfer portal. I'm gone.
That's right.
That's crazy. That's right. You would do the same thing in your family. If you went and reacted to everything said initially, hell, you'd leave your family.
You're right about that.
So you can't do – that's just so ignorant that these people in the NCAA – and it sounds to me, whenever I see the suits who make these decisions who act as if they never had a jock on, it frustrates the hell out of me.
And in some cases, they haven't. And I'm not saying, Doc, that should be a prerequisite. But sometimes you've got to at least play the game, not at a high level, but just play the game so you understand the mindset and the thought process during a particular time. Analytics. Doc, if you want to get me started, I'm old school. There's a place for it, but it cannot.
It's always been there, but not
to the extent where, look, in baseball, for example, if Doc Walker, my star pitcher, after 100 pitches, the analytics says he starts to go downhill. But on this particular day, you got everything rolling. You had 100 pitches. I may come out and say, how you feel? And then look in your eye. And if I see what I'm looking for in your eyes, I'm going to leave you in. And so my point is that analytics certainly has its place in all the sports, but nothing should override the eyes and the heart looking at a situation. But that's where we are today.
Well, you can call me right, you can call me wrong. But in times of crises and battle, I don't want anybody making a move that's non-military over a military move.
I agree.
I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. You cannot put your... If you don't have what it takes to have endured what these men and women do to earn the right to wear that uniform, you should never be put in a position to make a decision that affects their lives and their safety, and you were a coward. There's no way in hell you can ever convince me that that should have a place in our society. Never, ever. That's an elite group of people. Elite beyond any athletic thing ever in life. Same thing for firefighters, ENTs, people that are willing to do things that are unimaginable, and they actually do it for a living. Man should be judged at a higher level. I'm telling you, we take this sports thing way too far a lot of times, and it's a game. And our value system on it is out of this roof. And then when it comes to real heroes, we sometimes don't necessarily give it up the way we have to do it and should do. Because we got some absolute badasses in our society. We really do. To do some things that just are amazing. That compare to a hat trick or a triple-double.
Right.
it's amazing. But hey, man, we're doing a lot of good things in this society, simply seen by the NBA and what is moving towards that draft, the numbers, the eyeballs that are going on it. I think our youth sports as a whole is really, really, really doing some outstanding things. You've dedicated a lot of your life to that. We had some coaches call last night on overtime, and I mentioned though about being undefeated only once. Coach, were you ever on an undefeated team in your athletic career?
Not on an undefeated team, but I have coached several undefeated teams.
Okay? Well, then you were on an undefeated team. You coached it, yeah.
Yes, okay, absolutely. Yeah.
And that was a rarity, and we lit it up last night. The rarity of that, man, it was, and a lot of these youth coaches called it, you know, it's so very difficult to do, and I said, I can always tell if you're lying, because, you know, because you don't ever forget anything about that season, anything.
No, you don't, no.
Yeah, and no, those are things that, damn, man, and it's special. Mm-hmm. Coach, as always, mm-hmm. man, you're a natural gem. We appreciate you sharing so much of your time with our audience, and I'm sure Coach Sheehan, he's probably on the turn right now, and I know when he'll have his staff, they'll be reviewing every inch of today's show, and I'm sure he'll smile. So thank you as always, and I'll talk to you this weekend.
Absolutely, I'm always ready for your call. Thank you.
Good deal. Gym Rat is what we call him. Heavy Metal. You know it, Heavy Metal Chris, who introduced Battle in the Swamp over the weekend, and we're going to drill him on that even more so. He's a little reluctant when we start talking about Heavy. He's Heavy Metal Chris. It seems a little shy when we start talking about Heavy Metal, but we're going to make this a segment whether he wants to or not. Got a good response on Battle in the Swamp. So we will, and G from the Shop, shout out to the coach. So we got G is awake. He's alive and well. Big fella, let's take it away.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.